We're learning the laws of Tkiat Shofar. Continuing the next halacha, the Mechaber tells us, "Hamisasek b'Tkiat Shofar l'Islamed lo yotzei chavasa." A person is just blowing the shofar to practice. Happens to be Rosh Hashanah, but he's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. Then you have not fulfilled your obligation. V'chein, so too. Even though it sounds perfectly fine, it's no different than the other person next door, the other person blowing the shofar, for the sake of the mitzvah, and I may even have the kavanah listening to the sounds of the shofar. That's not enough. Because the person that's blowing the shofar was not doing it l'shem mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't matter what my intentions are, even if they are l'shem mitzvah, I have not fulfilled my obligation. We'll discuss that. He'll explain a little bit better in a moment. It says, so too, instead of just practicing, he's just doing it because he wants to play this musical instrument. And again, it happens to be the musical instrument's called a shofar, and it happens to be he's playing it on Rosh Hashanah. But again, he has no intention, he doesn't have the kavana of fulfilling any mitzvah. Lo yatz. Nischavin shomea lo tzei sedei chovaso, v'lo nischavin hatokeya uhotzio. As we mentioned before, even if you, the listener, have all the right kavanas, every single possible great kavana, but the person blowing the shofar does not. Oh, shenischavin hatokeya. The one who's blowing the shofar has the kavana uhotzio to fulfill your obligation. However, v'lo nischavin hashomea lo tzei. So you, the listener, not really having any kavan at all, lo yatzedei chavaso, then you, the listener, did not fulfill your obligation, ad shizchavin shomea umashmiya. And therefore, it's a tremendous level of trust, the person who's blowing the shofar. If you're blowing the shofar, so you know if you have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah or not, and that's all you need. But if you're the one listening, you have to not only have kavanah yourself, but also the person blowing the shofar also has to have kavanah that you should be fulfilling your mitzvah of hearing the shofar. Now Rashi brings, the Mishnah Berurah rather brings down as follows. He says, what happens if you have both ideas in your head? This person who is practicing, but he thinks, you know, if I hit the right notes, then, in fact, I'd like to fulfill my obligation through my practice. I'll make it not practice. Kasav Elio Rabba Diyotzi says that, in fact, you fulfilled your obligation. Dainu Ba'asa Dikios Kedin. Of course, he has to be blowing the shofar correctly, or else there's nothing to talk about. Let's see one more halacha. The Mechaber says, Misha Takam Nischavin Lohotzi Kol HaShomeya Tikiyoso. Person who's blowing the shofar has the right kavana, that he wants everyone that's listening to the shofar, he looks around before he says the bracha, and he sees all the people that he's familiar with, and he has them in mind. The people that are there are also listening. Those people have kavana to fulfill their mitzvah. Happens to be, there's a guest in town, and the person blowing the shofar doesn't know who he is. Maybe doesn't even see him in shul. He may be in a little corner on the side. So maybe you would think, when the person blowing shofar has to have the kavana that you should fulfill your obligation of hearing the shofar, does that mean that the person blowing shofar has to look around and know every person's first and last name, maybe social security number? No. All you need to do is have kavana that everyone in shul should be yotzei by the blowing of my shofar. Shahari mischavin nischavin lohotzei luchomi shiishmeenu. Anyone that hears this, that is the kavana. Anyone who hears it will potentially fulfill their obligation, of course, if they have the proper kavanas as well. So therefore, it's not necessary for you to first introduce yourself to the Baal Taikeya and say, hello, my name is such and such, and have me in mind. Because just as long as he has this general idea of kavana, then everyone in that room or anyone in that vicinity fulfill their obligation. We'll discuss whether or not that applies in other places in a moment. Lafichach, let's conclude the words in the Mechaber first. Therefore, mi shehayim mahalich baderech, let's say you're traveling, for whatever reason, on the road, on Rosh Hashanah, a short distance, o yoshev b'soch beiso, you're sitting in your home, and your home conveniently is only just a stone's throw away from the shul. B'shama tekios m'shnech tzibur, and you happen to be lucky that you're sitting and listening to the sounds of the shofar from the shliach tzibur, even though you're not necessarily in the same room. Yatza, you still fulfilled your obligation. Of course, even Yitzchav and Lotzes, if you had your right kavanas, after all, Shari Shliach Tzibur, Yitzchav and Lotzes, Yitzchav Rabbim, Yidei Chavasim, because their intention of the Shliach Tzibur, the one blowing shofar, is that everyone who's part of the Rabbim of the Tzibur, they should have this mitzvah fulfilled by them hearing the sounds of the shofar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out and says that, let's say, for example, again, you're at a nearby home, person should be cautious. And he actually quotes the words of the Taz. He says, the Bilvad Shlo Omad Rochog Mi Besach Nesis Kol Kach She'esher Sho Yishma Kol Shofar Rak Kol Havar. It's possible that you may think you're hearing the faint sounds of the actual shofar. It could be you're hearing echoing or other things which are not the direct sound of the shofar. So therefore, he warns you to be cautious. If you're too far away, you may not actually be yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah makes a different point. The point with regard to the person who's in the shul that no one knows and doesn't matter. You're in the shul and you fulfilled your obligation. Does that apply, for example, you're going into a hospital, Rachman Litzlan, there's a person who's sick, and you blow a shofar for them. You do a very nice mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. You walk to a hospital and you blow a shofar. It happens to be right next door with both doors open. There's another patient that's also Jewish and would like to hear the sound of the shofar. Now the question is, when they've heard the sounds of the shofar, which is just next door, did they fulfill their obligation as well, or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, "Im hayu token bebayis l'chola." In the event that a person is blowing the shofar in a house, someone who's sick, v'haya beso somachlo, and it happens to be this room, this house is next to someone else, v'shama, and they heard it, lo yatz, you haven't fulfilled the obligation. So the question is, why didn't you fulfill the obligation? When it came to the shul, it wasn't necessary. All you had to do is blow the shofar, and everyone in the room, anyone who heard it, even if you were not even in the room, you were yotz. However, he distinguishes and says, "Demistama lo nischavin ze lohotzi el hachola." The person who went and he walked specifically to that hospital because he knew a specific patient, someone he was friends with. He went there, blew shofar for him. When he blew shofar, his intention most probably was mistama for that one person. And therefore, if you did not explain before you heard the sounds of the shofar that I also next door have me in mind, it's questionable whether or not you've actually been yotzei, because one blowing shofar may not have had you in mind. Now, the Be'er Heitev continues and discusses this whole idea of kavana. He says that what happens, yes, we're supposed to have kavana. Hopefully we will have all the proper kavanas that one should have before, upon hearing the bracha as well as hearing the sounds of the shofar. What happens if, you know, I've been in shul a few hours and I just don't remember if I had kavana? I may have, I may not have, I don't know. So says the Be'er Heitev, mi shebala beis achneses, lotzei sedei chavaso imatzibor, afal pi, shebishah sheshama lo kivein libo elostama, yotza. He says, interestingly enough, that if you went to shul, and at the time that the shofar was blown, at the time the bracha was recited, you just really weren't thinking as much as maybe you should have. You should have had the kavanah you're about to fulfill mitzvah, but you were blank, you're spacing out. So he says, you have fulfilled your obligation. And the idea behind this is that why did you come to shul? You come to shul every day. But why did you specifically come? You know it's Rosh Hashanah, and it happens not to be on Shabbos, because it would never be on Shabbos. You can hear the sound of the shofar. So why are you coming? You're coming because you want to mekayim the mitzvah of tekiyat shofar. So your very walking to the shul is an element of kavana, that you want to fulfill this mitzvah. So therefore, even though at the time that the shofar was blown, you may not have had that kavana, yatsa. However, which he concludes, and so will we, he says, habala beisach neses bestama lo yatsa. Let's say you just walked at the shul and it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, you fell off, you were on an island, you didn't realize it was Rosh Hashanah, you just come to shul, so you had absolutely no idea whatsoever, then you may not be yotze. However, the practical case where a person is going to come to shul knowing it's Rosh Hashanah, wants to fulfill the mitzvah, even though they might not have had the actual kavanah at the time, there are certainly opinions, such as the Be'er Hetei, that says you have fulfilled your obligation.